Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today we are live from the High Line on 30th Street in New York City. We are here to take part in the Lego exhibit, and the name of the exhibit on the particular bulletin that they have is called the Collectivity Project, and the artist, I believe, is Olafur Eliasson. And it's a free exhibit today, and what we have here is a construction of Lego blocks. There are depictions of different buildings, and it's all about architecture. It's an interactive program where visitors take apart the sculptures or the art buildings, and they try to reconstruct them. That's the therapeutic type of break that we have today in this particular activity, where you actually break down the building, and then you try to become the artist and create a new design. There are tons of Legos. I think that was in the quote that there may be over a ton of Legos that they used in this particular project. And I had a chance to attempt to build today. And it was quite therapeutic, the white blocks, the setting on the High Line, and also the other people who are busy, you know, trying to construct as well. So, like I said, it's a free exhibit. It's the High Line Art. It's open from May 29th to September 30th. It's a daily program, and it says Build With Us. And you can come anywhere from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night, and it's free. It starts at ages 4 to adults. There's no RSVP required. And so then they have a caption here where you can stay connected by going to Pound Collectivity Project. That's Pound, COLLECTIVITY PROJECT. And so that's how you can stay connected. It's a public program. Friends of the High Line, in collaboration with local nonprofit organizations, will offer free weekly public programs and educational activities, I believe, here at the High Line beginning June 15, 2015. And to learn more, you can visit art.thehighline.org, which is THEHIGHLINE.ORG. Again, you're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we are at the High Line, and it's a, you know, the promenade park that's built overhead where we can, you know, do some surreal type walking and, you know, looking at the different architecture buildings that they have here in the city. You get to walk up to window level and not from ground level for, many blocks. And so even on the High Line itself, which is the open park, a plantee, you know, a promenade with benches and chairs, there's an activity set up where you can go play Legos. And it's, you know, for, not necessarily for novice, but novice can definitely get involved. It's definitely something that, you know, put a block together, one or two, anywhere from one or two blocks that you already have built. But if you can do, you know, something more masterful, then, you know, everyone is invited to put their input, and they can change it as often as they want, and they can, you know, leave it if you think what is there is, like, really wonderful. So it says, part of the group exhibition, Panorama, artist Olafur presents the Collectivity Project, an installation of 2 tons of white Lego bricks that feature an imaginary cityscape conceived and designed by the public. Visitors to the High Line are welcome to play with the installation, build and rebuild the structure over time. As the inevitable entropy of the piece begins to soften, the hard edges of the design structures and the mounds of loose pieces gather in the corners between buildings, a beautiful collective, creativity takes form. So this is what it is. And there's rules to the program. You have to be at least 4. Children ages 4 to 12 years of age must be accompanied by adult. No strollers within the installation. No food or drink. Do not remove Legos from the installation site. And for your safety, please do not climb or stand on the tables and benches. So this is our the program for today. And I also think they have something there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and there is another icon that I'm not familiar with, but you can go at Highland Art NYC, and then there's, you know, the others that I did mention today. So You're here at the Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're taking a therapeutic day. We're doing some walking, and so we're down on 30th Street where we're at the High Line, which is an awesome, beautiful park. They have vendors out. They have ice cream. They have T-shirt vendors. We're at a construction site, and we're, like, within the construction site while people are actually constructing this new building here at 30th Street. We're in that particular site. On-site, and they're actually erecting their buildings while an actual building is going up, you know. So they have their skeleton, and the people have their Legos, and they're working over there putting together a building, and these people are working over here putting together their Lego buildings. And it's a very, you know, beautiful art, you know, artistic type of, you know, persuasion going on within. And then you look around, it's a panoramic view of more of the New York skyline architecture. I think that's the Jacob Javits Center from here that I can see. And I think, and we have a view of the waterfront as well and across. And then, you know, then all the planties and benches where everyone can sit and relax and really do that surreal type intake, you know, there. So it's very therapeutic for today. And it's very hot here, and the wind is blowing. And the people seem to be having loads of fun with the program and project. So if you wanted to take a stroll, you know, again, we decided to be here about 2:30 to blog. We'll, you know, have this on our website, and we'll take some pictures and have them available on the website as well. We actually went to the Lego store, too, and did a story from the Rockefeller Center about Legos. We like Legos. And so I thought that my son would enjoy this. It's like 2 days before graduation, and I thought that it would be nice for him to relax and, you know, and for him to hear about the story and possibly go to, you know, the website to find out what's going on in New Jersey at the Lego stores, because, you know, he can find out about construction and projects that they're doing in their region. So encourage your teen or your parent to go out to see what kind of creativity and to share their artistic abilities with the public and the community, and also to take part in a very therapeutic, quiet type activity, you know, to take it down from some of the other, you know, high-strung activities that we may involve ourselves with. So that's our time for today. Until next time.